Perhaps nowhere in the Christian world will Easter be observed more intensely this year than in Haiti. For the Western Hemisphere's poorest country, January's earthquake was an especially cruel blow. NPR's Martin Costi asked several Haitians how suffering has challenged their faith.
One Haitian told me that his people are religious about religion, and it's true. On Sundays, you see them all dressed up and picking their way through the rubble on their way to church. Of course, these days, church is outdoors. This is the Sunday morning mass in front of the ruins of the Port-au-Prince Cathedral. The great stained glass window over the entrance is still mostly intact, but now, with the building just a shell, the sunlight streams from the inside out. Juliette Tassi has gone to mass here all her life.
It's really a catastrophe when I'm seeing the cathedral in this state. But if you look at the cross, it didn't fall, it stood up. Almost all the Catholic churches that collapsed, the cross in front still standing. It means something. It means that we need to keep our faith.
After the mass, Tassi and her Bible study group meet under a tree. Lately, they've wrestled with a timeless theological problem. Is God responsible for natural disasters? A man named Junior Miracle, yes, that's his real name, recalls the gospel story of Jesus commanding a storm to be silent. He thinks God could silence an earthquake too, but he says God let it happen, in Miracle's words, because he wanted to test our faith. The priest at the cathedral, Edwino San Luis, tells the faithful not to interpret the quake as divine retribution. If we say our sin caused the earthquake, does that mean there's more sin in Chile, since their quake was bigger? The priest answers his own question by saying Catholics should not, in his words, mix the spiritual with the natural. But even he, a few minutes later, says it was God's grace that the earthquake happened in the afternoon, when fewer people were indoors. The significance of the earthquake also raises questions in other religious settings.
We are in the room of reception of the voodoo people.
This is Max Beauvoir, probably Haiti's most prominent voodoo priest. His temple is hung with photos of visiting dignitaries. Leaning back in his chair, he says voodooists believe in God, but they don't think he causes earthquakes.
A God has never pretended to be able to manage the earth. In fact, only the Christians believe that God managed the earth.
Instead, Beauvoir says, God created the laws of nature and then set the world in motion, and accidents, such as this earthquake, are out of his control. Beauvoir says the hundreds of thousands of dead will be reincarnated, and nature shouldn't be blamed for killing them.
Everything in nature is excellent. We feel that God is in nature, like nature is in God.
My comfort, my shelter.
Will Nan Montpremier sings a hymn she learned from Protestant missionaries. A devout woman, she was on the third floor of a Lutheran church school when it collapsed in the quake. Finding herself trapped under rubble with a broken leg, she says thoughts of Jesus' suffering on Calvary made her pain easier to bear. 10 weeks later, her leg is healed, though she walks with a limp. Does she ever ask God why this happened to her?
I can't ask myself that question, because if I'm doing so, I'm offending God.
It's the confidence of a young believer. You get a more searching answer from an older woman, Montpremier's aunt, Jean Lewis.
No, I questioned God when my husband died. I said, God, why? Why did you do that?
Lewis's husband was a Lutheran pastor. Over the course of 30 years, the couple built the now ruined school, as well as churches and an orphanage, also damaged. But he didn't die in the quake. He survived that, only to be shot by thieves just 2 weeks ago. At the time of his death, Pastor Doris Jean Lewis was still trying to help his congregation understand the earthquake, says Guy Francisque.
A lot of questions. Why did it happen? And why I'm still alive, why my father or my brother or my wife has died. You know, and people have so many questions about the earthquake.
So the pastor prepared a sermon, one of his last, to try to answer some of those questions. Francisque recalls that the message was simple.
If you're still alive, it's because you have something to do on this earth now.
a message of hope, but also a burden in a country where the living have much to do. Martin Kosty, NPR News.